Well, hello once again, space adventurers. My name is Tobe. It's 1930 UTC. You're listening to Anon Radio. You're not going to believe what I was just about to do. I was going to go to the BMX races again, and so I did. There's a frog. Hi, Froggy. So I went to the BMX races. I showed up only to find out that there are no BMX races today. Well, that's good to know after the fact, I guess. And well, since the BMX races were really close to Herrenhaven, I thought, well, we might as well go to Herrenhaven then to do this. So today you are not listening to an episode of the Dubious Bicycle Committee. You are just listening to me walk through the woods once again on another budget nature expedition. Now here's the stupid thing. Somehow I managed to forget my camera as I was walking out the door. And I'm mad about that because driving from the BMX track to Herrenhaven is a different route than driving from my home to Herrenhaven. And so, wait a second, I'm going to sneak up on this Mati den real quick. We saw baby Matis in here the other day. Are they still in here? It's hard to tell. It's kind of late at night. Well, it's not really late at night, it's golden hour. Besides, I think these moths are moving, and I have a feeling I know where they're moving to. Anyway, to get back to what I was going to tell you about why I'm so mad I didn't bring a camera. As I was driving over here, since I had to take a different route, I actually drove down West Maple Road. And driving down West Maple Road allows you to see into Herrenhaven, specifically the big lake. And as I was driving by, I saw a great egret just standing. Close to the boardwalk, let's say. Now, I'm not out there yet, but I know that I'm going to be able to walk right out there, turn to my left, and that egret's not going to be 30 meters away. And that's why I'm mad that I don't have my camera. All right, I'm coming up to about the cut where the path diverges. I can either go out to the boardwalk or I can go into the forest, and this allows me to see into the sub pond, and guess who's standing right there? Big Bluey. Yeah, he saw me. He's turning around and he's sort of walking back into the tree line, so he thinks I won't get him. All right, I'm out of his view now. I'm continuing along the path, and I am hidden by some trees. But I'm gonna come into his line of sight again here in about three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. And now I can't see him. Where did he go? Probably went to hide in all that brush. There's a bunch of, you know, trees and branches down into the water. He's hiding back in there somewhere. I can't actually see him. Well, I'm gonna get out here a little further. Where did he go? Oh, there he is. Now I think I spooked him because he's kind of moving fast. Is he gonna fly away? Yep. He just jumped up into the air. He's flapping his big old wings. Swear to God, that's a 6-foot wingspan or more. And he's flying over to the other side of the pond. No, he's not. He's going to land up in that tree. All right. So there's one heron, a blue heron. And now I'm heading out onto the boardwalk. Oh, it is buggy out here. I think I'm getting bitten by bugs, which I never like. I got to be a little bit quieter now because I'm getting real close to that egret. Oh my god! Okay, this is funny. I'm not even out there yet, but I can see the boardwalk. There's actually another blue heron, that littler one, and he's just sitting on one of the rails of the boardwalk. He's just standing there. Holy cow! Okay, two blue herons now that we've seen. Now I gotta be careful, quiet, because that egret is standing right over there somewhere. I don't want to spook him. Right now, I got a lot of cattail reeds keeping me unseen. And him, for that matter. I cannot see the egret yet. Now, I know he's over there in that corner. Now, see, this would be a great picture, that blue heron sitting on the railing, but I can't take a picture of it because I don't have my damn camera. All right, quietly. I'm pretty much on the boardwalk here now. Oh, yep, there he is, and as soon as he saw me, he spooked. Now he's flying away. Bye, white egret. That blue heron is watching him fly. Oh, wow, yeah. Is he flying away and gone, or is he just flying over? I think he's just flying over to the other side of the lake. Ugh, these damn bugs are all over me. All right, that blue heron is eyeing me warily, so I'm just slowly walking backwards now. I'm just going to turn right around and step off the boardwalk, doo-doo-doo, and back into the forest we go. Wow, what a day to not have a camera. Damn it. Two blue herons, Big Bluey and that other one, which I'm starting to call Little Bluey. He's pretty awesome, or maybe it's a she. Okay, so let's head into the forest. The wind is picking up. We could have some rain coming. I think it's supposed to rain later tonight, but I think we should be able to get all of our action done before the rains come. So, here I am, crossing over the land bridge, looking into the billabong, trying to avoid the wind, and I see nothing. I suppose we should probably walk up here and check out the wall blind. See if there's anybody in the back part of the billabong that we can't see. Because sometimes animals and birdies and dudes like to hide back there. So here we go. Into the wall blind. And nothing in the wall blind. Check a different angle here. Things have gotten so grown up that it's hard to see. Lots of very tall grass. Lots of bushes. Okay. There's not much going on. Back into the billabong, so we're gonna head back, get deeper into the forest. Dun dun dun. And hopefully we'll see some more herons, or at least see the same ones that we spooked. And that's the best thing about coming here at this time. It is golden hour, and it was mighty hot all day. So I didn't go out all day thinking, oh, I gotta do my show though. What am I gonna do for my show? Oh, that's right, I can go to BMX races today. Yeah, no, I can't. So we're in Herrenhaven at golden hour. What else will we see? Oh, now wait a second. I should have looked for motts over there. Let me think. Where are our mott babies? I'm trying to think of the next... Oh, see, they've been in three different dens in the last week. And these dens are moving progressively further into the forest. Oh, what is this? Look at this on the path. Fresh poops. And it's right in the middle of the path. You know what that means, don't you? If you're listening to this show enough, you know what it means. It means foxes. And that is some fresh, fresh poop. And that was probably left there within the last, 2 hours maybe, tops. Probably less than that. Alright. I'm crossing the footbridge that overlooks the snapping turtle reproduction pond, and I was hoping that we'd be able to see Big Bluey perched up in there somewhere, because that's where he was. But not there. Okay, so we'll just keep going. And we'll go down into the main blind here and see what we can find. There are mosquitoes. They are occasionally biting me. I find that highly annoying. It really, really bothers me, stupid mosquitoes. I want to have the gene hack. I want to have the gene bit flipped that makes me poisonous to mosquitoes. Haha, bite me and you die. That makes for interesting mosquito game theory. All right, into the blind we go. Yeah, and I'm scanning the treetops, and there's my great egret, directly straight out and across. He's sitting in a tree. He's about halfway up the tree, so he's about, it's kind of hard to tell from here. He's at least 10 meters above the water. Kind of sticking my head out. Oh, I see a baby duck over there. I see two baby ducks and a mommy duck on the delta. A mommy's duck is on the delta just standing there, and the two babies are in the water, in the duckweed, swimming back and forth, doing ducky stuff. Where did Big Bluey go? Seems to me like we should be able to see Big Bluey from here. But apparently not. There goes an ambulance on West Maple Road. Oh, I think the mommy duck saw me because now she's left the delta and she's swimming in the duckweed. The babies don't want to follow her. They're having too much fun playing on the shore. Now, what kind of duck is that? I think that's a female wood duck, so those are probably baby wood ducks. Wood ducks rule. They're pretty cool. I like them a lot. Now, what's that flying through here? There's an odd bird flying. He's kind of big. Geez, is that a green heron? Flying? Unknown. Now he's out of my sight. He went over the tree line. Very interesting. Okay. Resume my watch here. I can't see where Big Bluey went. I could have sworn he landed on those trees over there, but apparently he didn't. Oh, and that egret is pretty awesome. And there's some frogs jumping in the water in front of me. All kinds of little ripples and splashes happening. And although it seems pretty windy, the wind must be up high because the water is really still. Barely any wind movement at all. And all the little ripples and waves you see are being caused by little fishies and our froggy buddies. Wow. Egrets are so cool. I wish I could have some just standing around in my house. Well, my cat might hassle them, but wouldn't that be great having big birds walking around in your house? Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That would be awesome. Other than that egret just hanging out, there's not much going on. I don't even see any geese. No, wait. Clear on the other side of the pond, sitting on a bank, there's a goose. There's one goose sitting on Goose Island. And I think there's a goose over by the delta. And the ducks are swimming through the middle of the pond now. See you later, duckies. What else is going on? Let's move over here to this side of the blind and stick our heads out and see what we can find. Yeah, there's a goose over there at the delta. I don't know what he's doing. He's just walking around, hanging out, doing some goosey stuff. And that's cool. Yeah. Other than that, there's not much going on. I'm staring into the trees where that egret is, wondering if Big Bluey is hanging out over there in one of those trees too. He's hard to spot. He is well camouflaged, as opposed to this, you know, egret, who is white on an all-green background. He's got his wings stretched out. He's preening his feathers. Preen, preen, preen. It's pretty awesome. All right. I think the plan now is going to be turn around, walk out of the blind here, and head up into the loop, see what's going on up here, if anything. So up the steps, and into the loop we go. It's kind of damp. I mean, the earth is damp. It didn't rain yesterday. Did it rain overnight? Yeah, it rained overnight, and I think it's going to rain overnight again tonight. So maybe we'll get some mushroom growth. I should have gone out today. I should have gone out checking for Marcella esculenta, because, you know, they probably popped up today. Somebody else probably got them. That, or I'll show up tomorrow or the next day to find them, and they're already too old. No, don't think negative thoughts. Think positively. So, I am. And this is where the scarlet cups are. Well, let's take a look at our scarlet cups. Oh, they look so nice. Here's some more, getting a little bigger. Oh, yeah, those ones that I showed you the picture of, the ones that are next to the penny, all those have grown. Oh my God. I just heard turkeys gobbling. Right where okay, I smell something too. Right where these scarlet cups are is a deer path that leads down into the ravine. And this, technically speaking, is not Herrenhaven property. I think it's just city property. I'm not sure. There are turkeys down in the ravine right now. I heard them. But I can't see him, can't see Jack, because it's deep and it's all covered. All the leaf cover, you can't see Jack down there. I wonder if I move over here if I can see a little bit better, or if I stand up on here. Early in the spring, sometimes, before the leaves come out, you can see turkeys down there if they're moving around. But we're not going to have any turkey sightings today. These scarlet cups do look wonderful, though. Hopefully we'll get some more. It's been nice and warm here. It's not getting below 60 degrees at night. And we're getting lots of rain. And so, we're talking about ideal conditions for many, many, many species and of mushrooms. What was that? Nothing, I guess. Okay. Keep on moving. I'm gonna keep moving just so I don't get bitten by mosquitoes. Now, there is a marmot den right back here. And you can't see Jack. It's hard to tell. I doubt it's in use, but it's possible that our babies got this far with their mommy, but I kind of doubt it. And that's what we need to do. I'm heading back down the hill now. And we're going to kind of go check some of those marmot dens that are in line with the movement of our little family. So maybe we'll find them, our Mati friends. I really, really should get up super early in the morning and come out here and look, because those babies, they like to be super crazy in the morning. It's baby time. Makes me wonder if there's a fox hunting turkeys down in the ravine. All right, now we're coming to an area where there's a couple of marmot dens in quick succession. There's some big downed trees that came down, what is it now, 3 years ago? And a marmot back then decided to make a den under the root ball. And, well, I'm looking at it now and there doesn't seem to be anything going on in there. Then there's a marmot den right up there on the ridge. I can't see anything up there because it's too leafy. So I'm coming around over here to try to see if I can... Now see, this is weird. There's a lot of ground covers that's been, you know, matted down. There could be little dudes running around in here. I don't see any. And it doesn't really look like that den is cleared out, so it's unlikely. Directly behind me, there's another stump that is uprooted, and a marmot dug a den under the X root ball. And jeez, I can't even see back there. It's only 3 meters away. So much plant cover and stuff. But again, in this area, there is a lot of stuff knocked down. So there's animals have been walking around in here. It's hard to say if we got motts in there. Now, for motts to get in there, they basically have to either cross the land bridge or they have to go around the billabong. I'm trying to decide which is more likely. Although, well, they could cut through. The other thing is, there's another big den that they could have moved to. It's not exactly in line with the way they were moving, but if they were just looking for a den, it would be a good one, because it is tucked back into the forest so deep that by this time of year you can't even get to it, just because, you know, there's just so much plant growth and there's fallen trees, and you can barely get to it in the early spring or in the winter, just because, you know, it's tough to get to and it's well protected. But boy, once everything starts growing, it's impossible to get back there. They could have also gone across the path and towards the Mulhall's property, because there are dens on the border of the Mulhall's property, and I haven't seen any of them in use yet this year. And that's what I'm doing now. I just crossed the land bridge and I'm walking through the cut. Oh my gosh, look at those out here. And so I'm kind of standing on the edge of the Herrenhaven and Mulhall's property line, and my family of geese is walking through the mud patch that used to be a pond a couple weeks ago. And there's mommy and daddy, and there's three big goslings, and they are really big. Big chickeny sized dudes. They don't have wings yet, but they are no longer yellow. They are sort of medium gray, the color of, you know, of a Canada goose. Okay, see you guys later. They're walking over towards the weir. Maybe they're going to go for a swim. Watch out for foxes. And as soon as I say that, I can smell it again. Which way is the wind blowing? It's coming at my back. That fox is behind me somewhere. And that is definitely fox, and it is strong. Oh boy. I'm willing to bet he's in here right now, running around. You know, something's telling me that I'm being watched, too. I wonder if Mr. Foxy is watching me. If so, where would he be watching me from? He'd be watching me from right over in here somewhere. Yeah, we have yet to see a fox this year, but we have found plenty of evidence of foxes. Foxes are probably the most tricky thing to see. They will not be seen unless, you know, they want you to see them. Well, to some degree. There have been a couple times when I have, you know, kind of surprised a fox. One time, well, one was eating. I think it was a gray fox. It's the only time I've ever seen a gray fox. And the other foxes we get in here are, you know, red foxes. Vulpes. All right. Still on the path, kind of heading out. And I'm scanning, because if our baby mutts haven't moved, this is the area that they will be in. And here, see, I can see lots of little paths through the grass and through the ground cover. Yeah, boy. Where's my foxy dude? All right, see, look at this. Oh, and here's a mushroom in an interesting spot. Growing in all the strawberries. Look at all these strawberries. There's strawberries everywhere. This would be a good place for a baby marmot to live, because they could eat all the yummy strawberries they can find. And that's why they're probably here. I'm gonna see if I can get a little bit closer to this hole. Man, look at the size of some of these strawberries. Practically as big as the ones you'd find in a store. The hole doesn't look cleared out, but it didn't look like they cleared the hole out when they were in it anyway, so who knows? I don't see any bugs. but you never know. All right, let's head out of here. It's also possible that these moths are double tricky, and maybe they went back to the den in the bocage, or for that matter, they could have gone back underneath the shed. When I walked in here, it didn't even occur to me to check the shed. Although I did glance in its direction, I did not see anything. But then again, I did not examine it closely for any marmot-y evidence. So, I'm walking out of the forest now, and I am coming up on the bocage. Walking up into the area where we saw our babies, and there's a bun right there that I didn't even see because he's so camouflaged. Hi! And he's eating little clover flowers. And here's where my baby moths were. Jeez. I'm gonna check these holes. And there's paths everywhere. You can just see really prominent little moth paths leading all around. I don't see any bugs in these holes, but then again, the light isn't the greatest. Can't see much of anything anyway. Sun is going down. It's the end of golden hour. I'm just going to check some logs over here for mushrooms. Yeah, and all those coprinus on the logs have inked out and have dyed the logs indigo blue. So that's awesome. All right. Well, we should probably head on out of here before it starts raining and or before I get bitten by any more bugs. Well, I gotta kind of take a detour here because I don't want to spook that bunny rabbit. He's having a yummy snack, chomping on the clover flowers. Yummy, yummy, yummy. This is probably the same rabbit that I run into in this area all the time. That's why he's not spooked by me. Hi! He's not 2 meters away. He's just looking at me as I walk by him. Yeah, you're a good bun. Man, you're my bun friend. Yeah, we're bunny buddies. Yeah, what's going on down here in the dragonfly pond then? Yeah, not much of anything. All right, here we go. I'm approaching the shed. I don't see anything on this side. I don't see anything in front. I'm gonna kinda get closer here. I don't see any telltale bugs flying around the entrances either. That's no good. This probably means that we do not have any baby motties in here. Oh well, we'll have to just keep looking for them. So we'll walk around the building and, you know, we've got about a minute left. Let's go into the mushroom garden. And as I walk across, well, here's a golf ball, the ubiquitous golf ball. There's always a golf ball. This one's been hit by a lawnmower. It's a Titleist 1, and it's got a chip taken out of it, so I'm just gonna leave it here. And once again, I wish I had my camera, because as I walk up the path into the mushroom garden, there's 4 really nice, really big mushrooms of some kind just growing right up in the path. Because it's wood chip covered, right? So now I'm standing in the mushroom garden looking around. And well, there's nothing going on here in the mushroom garden, which is just as well, because I'm running out of time and I need to say things like, you've been listening to Budget Nature Expeditions, starring me. My name is Tobe, and this show, or one similar to it but with a different title, airs every day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and every day for the rest of your life. Be sure to listen to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix tonight with Snow Dusk. And as for me, I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.